Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Could be a long afternoon for Congressman John Tierney today. The Salem Democrat will hold a news conference this afternoon to rebut allegations made by his brothers-in-law over an offshore gambling operation. Daniel and Robert Aramian say Tierney is lying when he denies having any knowledge of the operation. Daniel Aramian was sentenced to 3 years in prison last week for his role in the scheme. Robert Aramian, who's wanted on hundreds of gambling charges, is living as a fugitive in the Caribbean. Joining us this morning to talk about Tierney is one member of our political team, analyst and Democrat Dan Payne. Disclosure here, Dan once briefly worked for Tierney back in the 1990s and hasn't since. Good morning, Dan, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob.
Dan, how much pressure is Tierney under to fully address this? Though he's repeatedly denied knowledge of the gambling operation, he's also tried to avoid talking about it.
Well, what he's trying to do here is not die from a thousand cuts. He has decided, obviously, to do this in one long, exhaustive press conference and to put all the questions behind him. John McCain did this on a couple of occasions, once during the savings and loan scandal, and again when the New York Times said he was having an affair. He told the press, bring your pads and your recorders and pack a lunch. And he stood before the reporters and I think, essentially defused the scandals.
What about the timing of this? Do you think that he might be seeing polling numbers that show that his Republican opponent, Richard Tesei, is making headway on this issue?
Well, it's possible. This has been the main news in that district for a couple of weeks. And so he probably feels, whether he has polls or not, that he's going to have to deal with this as part of his reelection.
What does he need to say today to convince people? And I ask because he's surely been quick and clipped in his responses to this so far. For example, when WBUR's Steve Brown spoke to him last week during All Things Considered and asked Tierney to respond to allegations by his brother-in-law that he, Tierney, was lying when he denied knowing about the operation. Here's what Tierney said to Steve Brown.
We were incredulous that he said it. It certainly took us by surprise. This is a non-issue. Let's get beyond it. Let's get back to those things that matter.
So how forthcoming does Tierney need to be today in order to get this behind him so that he can get back to talking about the issues, as he said there, Dan?
I think at this point, John Tierney feels his side needs to be needs to get out, and he's the best person to do it, and he's going to do it as long as it requires.
How vulnerable is Tierney in this race? The GOP has targeted that district as one of the seats it thinks it can win. How does the race stand, do you think?
I think it's competitive. I mean, I haven't seen any polls, but my guess is because the district has been Republican in the past, that a Republican has a chance in that district.
Democrat and WBUR political analyst Dan Payne, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Bob.